Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Wigan Warriors Dan Sargentson is here this morning. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Good. Early, but
this isn't early. This is halfway through the day, mate. It's halfway through. And we thought, what better way to welcome Dan Sargentson to the show this morning? We have a special musical tribute for you. Listen.
Has gone over from Jimmy Harp, and it's a try for Wigan. Dan Sargentson skips over in the corner. Sargentson has gone over for his hat-trick from Jimmy Harp.
You like that?
Love it.
Literally worked on that for minutes to get that right for you this morning. Okay,
I just wish I knew the words for you.
Well, we were going to make you sing it, and then we thought we won't put you through that. Ridicule. First of all the fans will want to know, fitness-wise, how are you? Where are you at? What's going on?
Yeah, really good. It's been a while now, but I should be all right for next week, if not the week after. So, no promises, because... just got to see how I go this week in training, so...
Okay, and training this week, I've just been reading Liam Farrell's article in the paper this morning. He was talking about hot yoga on Monday. Did you have to do that, or did you manage to sit that out?
No, I had to...
What's
it
like?
I had to join in the hot yoga, yeah. It's a bit tiring. You go home and just want to sleep, because it takes it out of you, but you think it'd be easy, but it's pretty tough, yeah.
Is it just yoga in a hot room, and does it work?
Pretty much, yeah. The physio takes it, and we just do kind of half-hour stretching in the heat, but... it's more tiring than you think.
Brilliant. Okay, and so you've been in and around the club, even though you weren't playing last week at Widnes. Just give us a little idea of what Sean Wayne was like on Friday morning at training. What was that?
Yeah, he weren't too happy, obviously. He was never going to take that one lightly. I mean, they're the player sent off, and we were probably expected to win that beforehand, so we definitely didn't play anywhere near our best, but we've had a good week's training and should come good against Huddersfield.
Does he throw things when he gets cross?
No, I've never been it.
Okay, very good. Well, we've got lots of you to do this morning. You're going to read this. You're going to be our special sports reader at 8:30 this morning. So we've got the sport bulletin for you. We've also got a Super 8 quiz coming up. So we're hoping to get loads of rugby stars through the year going to come in on the show. We're going to set you 8 questions from 8 different topics. Okay, so you're going to compete against your fellow rugby league stars. And we've also got here no expense spent on our tub of truth. Look at that, the tub of truth. Okay, and in our tub of truth, this is the only show where guests interview themselves, okay? This doesn't happen anywhere else. It's completely random. So in here, there's about 50 questions. I want you to pick out a couple, okay?
All right.
And we'll go for these, okay? So your first question that you're going to ask yourself is what?
What is your dream car?
Okay, what is your dream car? Dan Sargentson?
Probably a Bugatti Veyron.
Really?
Yeah, just rapid.
Ever going to get one?
No chance.
Okay, next one. Okay, dig deep. Okay, second one from the tub of truth.
How many are we doing?
Just do two for now. We'll do some more later, yeah.
Who would be your ideal leading lady from either TV or films?
Yeah. So if you were in a film or a TV show, who would be your ideal leading lady?
I like the one off Transformers. Which one's that?
Oh, I've not. Is that Megan Fox?
Megan Fox.
Megan
yeah.
Fox! Okie dokie, there we go. We're digging deep with all the questions that count. Next with the sport, here's Dan Sargentson.
Latics midfielder William Kvist believes Wigan's fortunes can change as quickly as his own. The Danish international had made an appearance for Malcolm Mackay a month ago, but last weekend he was named captain.
That's just football, huh? Mm-hmm. It goes so quick. I can just relate it to our situation here at Wigan. It can turn so quickly.
Yesterday, Louis van Gaal hit back at claims from Sam Allardyce that his side are a long ball team. They've put one in about me. Wigan Warriors Dan Sargentson hopes to be back fit in time for the World Club Series. I told Wish FM it's frustrating watching my team start the season without me.
Sat up there in the crowd with the injured lot and just itching to get on there. I didn't think I'd miss it as much, but I've been out of training for probably about 4 months now, so I had my first training session yesterday and it felt amazing, really. So yeah, I can't wait to get back.
I can't believe you put yourself in your own sport bulletin. That's so embarrassing.
These have put it in there. And there's more news and sport on our website, wishfm.net.
In showbiz, Australia set to be competing at Eurovision. What's that all about? In fact, actually, we've got Dan Sargentson with us on the show this morning. Do you have dual nationality? Because you were born in... Just come in a little bit, because you're a bit far away. You were born in Australia, weren't you?
Born in Australia,
have you got dual nationality, Dan, or not? Were you not there long enough?
What, my passport or something?
Yeah, what's on your passport?
No, I'm just British.
You're just British,
yeah.
So you can't enter Eurovision?
Nah.
Oh, never mind. Well, I suppose you could for England.
Yeah.
Or United Kingdom.
That's the dream.
Because you were over there, of course, with England at the end of last year. Were you like brushing up on your? Do you show off to the lads the Australian accent kind of thing?
No, most of the lads don't know. I don't tell them anyway when we're going into an Australia game, so now I'll get a bit stick.
Okay.
Yeah, just pure English.
But you're only little when you came back over here, is that right?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years old, okay. Yeah.
So give us something, Aussie. Go on. Stick something on the barbie.
G'day, mate.
That's rubbish! So, obviously, you've got the Broncos across next week. You're hoping to be back for that. I mean, is there a bit of a buzz around? It's a strange one, isn't it? Because last year you were obviously in the World Club Challenge game. It's the series this year. Is it a good idea? The club looking forward to it?
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea. Especially if the English clubs can get 2 or 3 wins over the Aussies. I mean, it'll put us on the map a bit in rugby league. I think it'd be really good for us.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're hoping to see that next week. And what was it like when you were away with England? Because that was your first taste of a proper tour abroad, was it? Presumably you were up in a travel lodge or something like that, were you?
It was a bit surreal. It was in like an amazing training camp wherever we went, really. The facilities were unreal, and obviously you're training and play against the best in the world, so it was nothing but a positive experience for me.
Some of the pinnacle of your career. Right, we've got the tub of truth here, the tub of truth. Okay, we've got more questions. This is the only show where our guests interview themselves, so we'll pick out a couple more questions there. Dan, from the tub of truth, here we go. What's this one?
What is your middle name?
John.
And it is John.
John. Dan John Sargentson. Okay, let's go through. We'll do one more for now. We'll do a couple more in a minute, okay? What's this one?
What is your favourite holiday destination? Probably New Zealand after we went there. New Zealand's lovely. Yeah, Auckland, I think.
Auckland? Yeah, okay. Go on, we'll do one more. We've got time for one more. One more from the tub of truth, yeah. We don't mess around here, okay? Do one more.
Smashing for them.
It's just like Parky, isn't it?
What's your favourite TV show? Yeah. It's got to be Jeremy Kyle.
Jeremy Kyle! Right, you're going to miss him this morning. You're working.
I know. I'll have him on record, don't worry.
Yeah, do you ever watch it? And I wonder if somebody I know is going to pop up on that. That's always singing.
They never do, do they?
Dan Sargentson is with us on the show this morning, my co-presenter here this morning. You just had a text off one of your rugby league pals. Who was that?
Steph Ratchford.
He was listening, wasn't he, on the way to work?
Yeah, he said, get off my radio.
That's nice, isn't it? Who needs enemies when you've got friends like that? Okay, so you're the guinea pig for this. Every rugby league star we get in this year, we're going to put the Super 8 quiz to them, okay? So the way we're not going to quiz you on the Super 8 format, because that's way too complicated. Mm. Nobody understands it. So instead, we've got 8 questions for you from 8 different categories. Rugby league, we've got to spot the intro. News, TV, we've got a mystery voice. Yeah. Showbiz, movies and music. Yeah. Okay, so you've got 8 questions. There's 60 seconds on the clock. The quicker you do it, that might help you score as well.
Okay.
And in this game, you don't pass. You can't go back on a question. You don't pass. If you want to pass a question, you knock on. See what we've done there?
Right, yeah.
So if you don't know the answer or you don't want to answer it, knock on.
All right.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Okay, so 60 seconds. I hope you can't see the answers. You ready?
No.
Dan Sargentson, Super 8. Here we go. Rugby league. Who scored the first try of the new Super League season?
Is it Patrick Gar... No. Patrick Garvan?
Spot the intro. Here comes your intro this morning. Have a listen.
Moves like Jagger.
Yes, moves like Jagger, yes. Supermarkets have been urged this week to move what from near fruit and veg aisles for fear that people might eat them?
Fish.
TV, what's Olivia Colman's character in Broadchurch called?
Is it Beth?
Mystery voice, here's your mystery voice, have a listen to this.
It's not like movie love, it just feels like a relationship actually feels in real life, I think.
Movie star?
Who is that?
Harry Potter?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yes, showbiz, who hosts the reboot of Stars in Their Eyes?
I couldn't tell you. Knock on.
Martin Luther King biopic Selma is on at the movies at the moment. Which American TV star directed it?
Couldn't tell you. Knock on.
And music on her new... time's up, but we'll give you this. On her new song, 4-5 Seconds, Rihanna has teamed up with Kanye West and who else?
It's Kanye West and, I know this is...
Today?
He
doesn't click his fingers.
Music. He writes music.
He does write music. You're right, yeah.
Give me
was it Paul McCartney? It was Paul McCartney, yeah. So your moves like first try of the season was Joel Tomkins.
Of course it was, yeah.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. You're not going into training now, are you?
I don't even think Patrick Garvan's was given, was it?
No, yeah, Joel Tomkins. Daffodil bulbs is what supermarkets have had to move this week because people were mistaking them for onions.
Of course.
Ellie Miller is Olivia Colman's character in Broadchurch.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Hill hosts Stars in the Rise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oprah Winfrey directed Selma. You're into Jeremy Kyle. You should have thought of
Oprah Winfrey.
So you got moves like Jagger, You got Daniel Radcliffe with a bit of help, and you got Paul McCartney with a bit of help. You got three. It's a bad start on our Super 8, isn't it? Is that tough?
Yeah.
It's tough, man.
Really tough.
Tough.